I'm Robin Young at Iowa Public Radio on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. And when we started this election road trip, we knew we had to visit the high priest of political science, Professor Stephen Schmidt. So producer Alex Ashlock and I made our way to his office.
Hi. We're just a little bit late. Sorry.
Sorry.
I thought maybe you'd gotten stuck in a snowbank somewhere.
No, you're not with Dave Swenson.
There's Dave.
Enter Steph's colleague Dave Anderson, and we began the task of finding room in Steph's fabulously cluttered office.
46 years of packing stuff and never throwing anything away.
We wanted to ask the questions people are too embarrassed to ask about the Iowa caucus, including, what is it? But it turns out maybe more people should ask.
CNN has an article up where they get the caucuses wrong. Flat out get it wrong.
Well, and Cuomo the other day said, well, we'll have to see if Donald Trump actually gets his followers to show up and pull the lever or turn the dial. And I was ready to throw something at the TV set, but it's a nice flat screen, so I didn't. But the question is, how hard is it to figure out how the caucuses work? You can Google it. You can get a one-paragraph summary that is perfect. Mm-hmm. Are people really stupid? Or are they lazy? Or what is the deal? I mean, I get these calls.
I'm agnostic on that.
No, I'm not agnostic. I think the media, by and large, except for NPR, are very, very lazy. And they don't want to do any research. They don't want to even look up something.
Something tells me you're just saying that because we're sitting. We can hear we can hear you.
I love NPR. And you know.
Did we mention they call Steph Dr. Politics? So, our primer, what happens when Iowans caucus or meet Monday night?
In a caucus at 7 o'clock at night, they call it to order. You have to be there and sign in and show that you're a registered voter and that you are registered for the party of the caucus that you're attending. So if you're attending a Republican caucus, you have to have checked Republican. And you can do it at the caucus. So if you show up early, you can actually register to vote right there at the caucus.
So in Dave Anderson, when he says you show up at the caucus, where do you show up?
That's the trick. The caucuses are not just polling precincts. They are rooms scattered throughout towns. So I think here in Ames, we have something on the order of 12 to 20 caucus sites. And you have to find your specific precinct caucus for the party that you choose to caucus for.
And it could be somebody's living room or it could be a church basement.
Yes. Yeah. Could be a school cafeteria, a school gymnasium. It could be anywhere.
Okay, so now prior to the caucus, there are all sorts of people doing what? Because there's captains and there's before you even get there.
Well, I mean, the party trains the people who are officiating at each of the caucuses.
The important difference between caucuses and normal polling precincts is that the caucuses are run by the party. It's not a state-run organization.
So let's say that, we're being taped on Steph's selfie stick. Hi.
No, yeah.
So let's say before the caucus night even happens, people getting together and you have a captain and then the captain has a... What's happening?
So this gets really confusing. The party runs the caucus, but each candidate tends to have precinct captains who try to bring supporters for that candidate to the right precinct. So in Ames, if there are 20 Republican precincts, Trump tries to get 20 precinct captains to go around the neighborhood and get a group of supporters to go to each caucus site. And so with 15 Republican candidates, you have 15 captains for each precinct throughout Iowa. It's a huge undertaking, an enormous operation.
Right, so that's why they talk about the ground.
The ground game is extremely important.
Yeah. Well, nobody cares.
Yes.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the details. And what we're doing, let me just say this, what we are doing in the media is we are making sure that as few people as possible go to the caucuses because we are creating this specter of a horrendously complicated thing that no one can understand. And the national news media is trying very hard to scare the hell out of people and make sure, especially Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders supporters, don't go to the caucuses.
By saying
these caucuses are so complex that you can't possibly understand how they work. And so, you know, only people who are really, really smart and highly motivated are going to go.
Well,
I think that's a huge mistake.
Your point, Steph, is taken. And so let's try to simplify. What do you do when you get there caucus night?
Depends on which party you caucus for. For the Republicans, it's very easy. You show up, they call the meeting to order, and everybody casts a ballot. And then you're done. Then they have a party meeting where they decide on a local platform and they talk about party issues. It's not very exciting. The exciting one is the Democratic caucus, where when they gavel it to order, they ask everybody in the room to assemble around the candidate captain that they support. So if we go to the Democratic caucus, I may walk over to the Hillary side and Stefan may go over to the Martin O'Malley side.
No. Martin O'Malley is not going to have very many people, so it's going to be actually quite easy this year.
You're a nice guy, so I figured you'd give them company. And when everybody has gone to their respective area, they do a head count. And there's a viability threshold that for the Democrats, you have to have, I believe, 15% of the audience supporting a candidate for that candidate to stay in the running.
Martin O'Malley, In that room.
So Martin O'Malley will probably be eliminated after the first go this year in most rooms in Iowa. And then those supporters have a choice. They can then either go home, or they can choose the caucus for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton.
They can walk 5 feet across the room and join the people standing over there.
Right. And then they start over. So you have more speeches. And once you've identified who everybody supports, the Martin O'Malley supporters are going to be targeted by the other two campaigns and persuaded to vote for either candidate.
And then what happens then? This is the first year that Iowa is digital, so then they just plug it into
Plug it in, and those numbers, I guess, get collated somewhere in Des Moines, wherever the party offices are.
And I understand the training is very uneven. I mean, I've gotten some emails from the Republican Party saying, we're not getting trained properly, and our chairs of the caucus, the captains, and the other staff people who are going to be there to help us manage it, are not getting the proper training this year, because this year they have to report on a Microsoft platform.
Because when it was call-in, it was the Rick Santorum took, what, 30 days to?
Took 30 days in the last caucus to figure out that Rick Santorum had actually won the Republican caucus over Mitt Romney by something like 6 votes.
Well, and that's the thing I really hate about the reporting on the caucuses. It really doesn't matter. 6 votes, 5 votes. It's a straw poll. It's really just an expression of the people at these places, who they like and don't like. So there is so much misunderstanding about it. I mean, elections are an imperfect process. I am very afraid that with a high technology reporting system, the Microsoft base that the Republicans and Democrats in Iowa are using, there is more possibility of mistake because you have to be better trained. And the caucuses are a very non-professional event. These people are mostly volunteers. You know, for the past 50 years, calling in the results and announcing them has worked just fine.
And what else, Steph, would you want people to know about the caucuses? Because obviously you're unhappy with some of the information that's getting out. I mean, as you said, the CNN homepage has it wrong. So what do you want people to know about the Iowa caucuses?
The Iowa caucuses are like New England town meetings, only by the political parties. People get together. Most of them know each other because they're usually people who live in the same neighborhoods. And they give people a chance to have grassroots input into the process, as opposed to being anomic, which means you are all alone. You drive in your car to a polling place. You go in. You pull a lever and go back to your job or wherever you're going. Here, there's a chance for a little bit of discussion and a little bit of last moment reflection. Am I really making a good decision or not? And I think that's great.
Am I feeling from you a real personal passion for the Iowa caucuses?
Well, yeah, I like them. I think you talk to people who go, and you can't find a more mobilized and enthusiastic bunch of citizens. And those who don't go, I have less respect for, frankly.
And they also, when it comes to caucus night, they set up, they break it down. So it's real participatory.
Not anymore. It's getting less. I mean, you know, my first caucus was I live on a farm. My neighbor was the county attorney and lives on a farm. There were hardly any people in our precinct, and we went to their house because that was where the Democratic Party caucus was held, and there was a fireplace, and there were cookies that they had just made and so on. That rarely happens anymore. They've consolidated these now. In my case, this year, the caucus is in Nevada, Iowa, where I live, are actually in a giant nursing home that has big meeting rooms. And so the intimacy of it, I think, has been sacrificed by trying to make it more efficient and have larger congregations. And I think that's a mistake. And the reason that happened is the media. I mean, the media, by complaining and scrutinizing, and, you know, there are Klieg lights, they don't exist anymore, but shining into your window, and everybody is looking through your curtains to see what you're doing, you're going to please the people who are checking you out, and they want to get it right, as opposed to, if the media left us alone, we would run the caucuses very differently. We would still run them very informally in people's homes. We're becoming technical. The Democratic Party this year is allowing absentee participation. Well, that violates completely the spirit of the caucuses. That's absentee voting. But then we are still proud of the fact that we can help winnow the field and send these candidates out to the rest of the country for other people to judge. And I think most Iowans actually love the caucuses. We're happy when they're over because the hotel rates go down, the traffic is less, and you can actually
rent a car.
I went to the I could not find a parking place at the Des Moines International Airport. I parked in an hourly parking spot. I paid $50 to park for 24 hours.
Wow, just $50 for 24 hours? That's
the normal rate is $6 a day.
That's right, $6 a day. Yeah.
If you want to go a block over, it's $4 a day.
Yeah. That's Dave Anderson, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Iowa State University here in Ames, Iowa. Stephen Schmidt is Professor of Poli-Sci, something of the car talk guys of politics, as you've heard. Next week, maybe we'll take up how they pick delegates in Iowa. Get out your calculators. But meanwhile, Iowans, we are here. Where should we go eat? Taco-pocalypse? Zombie burger? I want a red velvet cake shake.